Hi Beavers, and welcome back to another episode of Recognizing RHS. I'm Madison Fleischer.
I'm Caitlin Kopecka.
And on today's episode, we are going to be talking with RHS interviews and discussing what's been going on with this football season so far.
And these are a host of RHS interviews.
I'm Ashton Montgomery.
I'm Ethan Barton.
I'm Don Miliano.
I'm Will Dolce.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about how RHS interviews is ran. So how would you guys say, like, what is RHS interviews?
So RHS Interviews is an account that we have on Instagram, and what we do is we try to get to every sports game in RHS and interview the players afterwards, see how they did in their performance, and just try to get insight of how they feel.
All right, and how were you guys chosen to be in RHS Interviews?
So last year's interviewers were Antonio Turek, Peyton Burnett, Carter Rudler, and Brett Stevens. And, they picked me to be the RHS interviewer this year, and they said pick three other guys, so I picked Ash and Ethan to come along with me.
Alright, and like, how is it working together? Are there any challenges you guys face?
No, it's pretty easy. Every Friday night, after the game, two of us interview players, and other one records, and we just like rotate every game. Dom's usually...
Yeah, I'm usually in all of them, and then Ethan, Ash, and Mo switch off every week and just rotate to them.
All right, and now we're going to start our sports debrief. So our first question is next year, who do you think is going to step up and become an asset to the team?
I think Luke Feather has a great opportunity to step up at the cornerback position. He's getting a lot of reps this year, and I really think he's going to have a great offseason and improve himself his senior year.
I think Kendall McCaleb, next year is big shoes to fill, safety and at running back. I think he can do it.
I think Mark Pogge has a big fill. I mean, if he gets switched to DN because Rotichi's going to be gone, Dom Kirk's going to be gone, if he improves off of the offseason, I think Pogge's going to have a big year next year.
I think looking younger than that, Bo, you know, we're ready for the Bo show. We're ready to see what he can do, so I'm excited for that.
If you guys were to pick an MVP this year, who would you guys consider to be MVP?
I would have to say J-Mac. You know, he's a tough runner. He, whenever we need yards, he's there for us. So definitely J-Mac.
Yeah, we'll go with Brady. Obviously, it's watching the game so far, Brady's a very reliable receiver for Mikey. Anywhere the coach needs him, he'll be there on defense and offense both ways. So yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Brady.
I'm gonna have to say Mikey. Ever since he stepped up his junior year, he's been a difference maker. Obviously, Tony Fisher, a board winner. It's pretty impressive, so I'm so lucky.
I'm going from a different side of the ball, defense. Antonio Bitigi, he's having a great year. He's one of the focal points of our defense. I mean, he's great in the run. He gets after the quarterback almost every play. He's unstoppable.
And do you guys have any like opinions about coaching?
Yeah, I feel like coaching this year on just the offensive side. I feel like the defense is doing a great job so far. So credit to Coach Ish, he's doing a great job defense. But offense, I feel like we got to be more aware with how much Mikey can do in a game. I get it, Mikey's a great quarterback, he's a great athlete, but looking at how many threats we have on offense, I mean, we got to run the ball sometimes, stop giving the QB draws and QB runs to Mikey, and get Jason those yards on the third downs.
Yeah, I'd like to see us get more aggressive in the pass game. We have a ton of weapons. And why not utilize
them? And it's a homecoming game, so let's have some fun, throw some trick plays. You know, like, it's South, so
south.
Might as well just open up the full playbook.
South is South.
Yeah.
Gotta do some stuff.
I also feel like we should use Ethan Ross more. You know, we've been throwing him a lot more the past two games. I think he has, like, three touchdowns, so definitely gotta use him.
Yeah.
And what do you guys think, like, makes our defense the way they are?
I think that Coach Ishmael, it's a good program over there, and he's impressive.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go. Just the energy the defense brings every game. I know last week against Boardman, and they looked pretty rough first half, giving up a couple touchdowns. But you know, going into halftime and coming out third quarter, you saw the energy there. Didn't give up any touchdowns, any points. So just the energy the defense brings every week is huge.
I also think we play a very complimentary form of defense. Our front seven is always helping out our secondary. Secondary is always helping out the front seven. And I also think that's credit to how versatile athletes that we have on our defense. Almost every starter is a multi-sport athlete. and I think that is really impactful.
True, true.
A lot of dudes transferred this offseason, made some big changes.
Big changes.
Just to go off to like what they said, you know, we got some key guys. We got Dom, we got Brody, we got Teach, Donovan, West, Sam. We just got so many guys that can just blow up plays.
Yeah.
All right, and the injuries that have happened this year so far, like what are the effects they have on the team?
I mean, injuries is a big part of sports. I mean, it's going to happen, especially football. Football is a very physical sport. So, I mean, injuries happen a lot, but it's just the way you bounce back or the second string step up for the first strings. So we've seen a couple injuries so far. I mean, Brody broke his tibia. We saw Dom go out. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that have bumps and bruises. Yeah, Dez too. So it's just, it's the way they, the second stringers step up and how they want to perform.
I also think you could look at it in a positive way, though, that we're trying to, we should be healthy going into the playoffs, and we're a team that's looking to make a very deep playoff run, maybe contending for a state championship. So it's nice that sort of the weaker part of our schedule is when these guys have time to get healthy.
Yeah. Especially being those teams that we're supposed to do by a lot, so we can get in those second stringers, they can get their reps in, and we can rest the starters.
All right, and do you guys have like, any thoughts of like how the Menor game went and like what went wrong?
I think in the first half, nerves were definitely a factor. But once we shook them off, caught our stride, they couldn't stop us.
Yeah, I mean that was probably one of the biggest games in Riverside football history. I mean, that's the big Lake County matchup, and knowing how the game ended last year against Menor, they wanted it more than Menor wanted it. And I'm
sold out 2 days.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm glad we came out the way we did in the second half, and we pulled out that win because it was pretty big.
And honestly, like seeing our team go down 17-0 in the first quarter, I wasn't worried because I know the type of guys that we have on this team. I know that they're never going to back down. Like, even the Marvin Harding last year, we went down big in the first half. And they always rally back because they have so much heart. That's really, really important.
That Boris halftime speech went crazy.
Always
says. Boris halftime
speech went crazy.
All right, thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We would like to thank our sponsors, Cyball Cafe, Shooting Fence, Max Strength Fitness, and Smoke Game.
If you have any questions or recommendations, please email us at recognizingrhs@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @recognizingrhs.
Make sure to keep up with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and YouTube.
And tune in next month.